Welcome to the Inside the Boards Study Smarter series, dedicated to helping you learn to think like a question writer so you can study smarter, not harder, and succeed on your exam.
Welcome to the Inside the Boards Study Smarter series. My name is Sarah Romani, and today's topic is going to be immunology pharmacology. Let's dive into the sentence with the question. What drug would best help address her leukopenia and thrombocytopenia caused by bone marrow suppression? Let's dive into the question stem. A 57-year-old female patient presents to her hematologist for a follow-up after her chemotherapy treatment for leukemia. Hematologic studies reveal that she has abnormally low white blood cell and platelet counts. Her hematologist informs her that she will start her on a medication that will help stimulate bone marrows to produce blood cells. Again, what drug would best help her address her leukopenia and thrombocytopenia caused by bone marrow suppression? Our answer choices are A, EPO alpha, B, filgrastim, C, sargramostim, or D, romiplostim. And the correct answer is C, sargramostim. Sargramostim is a granulocyte macrophage colony stimulating factor, GM-CSF. I know that's a lot to take in. GM-CSF is used for rescuing of granulocytes and monocytes, megakaryocytes, counts. How does it work? It works by stimulating the bone marrow to produce progenitor stem cells. Sargramostim is a drug that is often used in patients who present with leukocytopenia and thrombocytopenia. This drug can be used for patients with cancers such as leukemia and also certain infections. So again, sargramostim is a GM-CSF. It's used for leukopenia and thrombocytosis. It stimulates the bone marrow to produce progenitor stem cells that can become granulocytes, monocytes, and megakaryocytes, making it a common drug of choice, for example, in patients with leukemia.
Thank you so much for listening. That's it for today. You've been listening to Inside the Boards, the best free audio resource for board prep and med school.